Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program about understanding Muslims and sharing Jesus effectively with them. We tell our Muslim friends, it is very important for you, my friend, to know that the Bible is the Word of God. And I want to share with you that archaeology affirms the accuracy of the Bible. In 1974, Time magazine published an interesting article that stated, after more than two centuries of facing the heaviest scientific guns that could be brought to bear, the Bible has survived and is perhaps better for the siege. Even on the critics' own terms, historical facts, the scriptures seem more acceptable now than when the rationalists began to attack. That's what the article stated. Archaeological findings by both Christians and non-Christians have confirmed, my Muslim friend, the reliability and the accuracy of the biblical writers. Regarding numerous customs, names, places, and events, and we have an awesome reference, Haley's Bible Handbook for Artifacts. You find it almost in every Christian bookstore. Only the Bible amazingly predicts precise historical events centuries in advance of their fulfillment. These prophecies are supported by archaeological evidence. In about AD 32, for example, Jesus predicted the destruction of the city of Jerusalem. You read that in Luke 19, verses 43-44. Just as Jesus had predicted, in AD 70, the Roman general Titus destroyed Jerusalem. This is historical fact, archaeologically proven. How about scientific prophecies? Another form of prophecy is the scientific information found in the Bible. My Muslim friend, these facts was given to biblical authors 2,000 years or more before modern science discovered them. This is amazing. Let me give you an example. Please be patient with me. Let me give you an example. The Bible records that the earth is round. Isaiah 40, verse 22. And God hangs the earth on nothing. Job 26, verse 7. Today we know these are facts. But for hundreds and hundreds of years, the whole world thought the opposite. In his book, Science and the Bible, Dr. Henry Morris identifies many of the scientific prophecies found in the Bible regarding biology, hydrology, geology, etc., and how they correlate with scientific facts known today. This fascinating book gives you, my Muslim friend, detailed information on these prophesied scientific facts. My Muslim friend, many religious leaders have claimed that their words were from God. You know that. but none of them have stood the test of complete and accurate prophecy. Only the Bible passes this test. Only the Bible. Its detailed, fulfilled historical prophecies provide evidence for its authenticity without a doubt. I can tell you that as an ex-defense lawyer, and my father was a defense lawyer, my grandfather was a defense lawyer, and I got a lot of experience from them. I tell you, the evidence is 100% convincing that the Bible is the Word of God. And you will hear many more evidence in our programs, future programs, fulfilled prophecies. And if you don't want to wait to hear, you can get that awesome book, Every Prophecy of the Bible by John, let me spell it to you because of my accent. His last name, Walvord. John Walvord, Every Prophecy of the Bible. How about, my Muslim friend, the testimony of the ancient manuscripts? Today, Christians have in their possession many, many ancient manuscripts of the Bible that date back many generations before Muhammad started the Islamic religion and before the Quran was written. Today's modern Bible does not differ from these ancient biblical manuscripts. I'll give you examples. I studied them. Codex Vaticanus, dated 325 AD to 350. The Codex Vaticanus manuscript includes all of the books of the Bible up to the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 14. The remaining portion of the New Testament is included by a later writer. Codex Vaticanus is currently located in the Vatican Library. Another evidence, Codex Alexandrinus, dated AD 400. The Codex Alexandrinus manuscript contains almost the entire Bible. This preserved manuscript is kept in the British Museum. Another one, Sinaiticus, dated AD 350. The Codex Sinaiticus manuscript contains the entire New Testament and a portion of the Old Testament. It is found in the British Museum today. The fact that these manuscripts existed at least 200 years before Muhammad founded Islam means that the only holy book in the hands of the Christians at Muhammad's time consisted of the same Old and New Testament we have today. And of course, I mentioned to you before, my Muslim friend, that Muhammad and the Quran confirmed that the Bible, which the Holy Scripture, which the Christians have in their possession, is the Word of God. We will continue next program. Before we run out of time, please join me in doing the most important thing, which is prayer. And specifically, I need your prayer. I am praying and making serious efforts to record satellite Arabic TV evangelistic programs. I need God's presence while recording it. So please pray for me. And don't forget, if you need anything, if I can help you in anything regarding sharing Jesus with your Muslim acquaintances or friends or even someone to pray with, please give me a call or contact my ministry through email and I will reply to you as soon as I can. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, because we know that we are desperate for you. Without you, we can do nothing. God, we surrender our lives to you. God, we ask you to guide us every day, to motivate us, to equip us, to share Jesus effectively with the people that don't know you, including Muslims. God, equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. We pray, God, that you will use us to help a multitude of Muslims spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name, we pray.
My Muslim friend, I invite you right now to believe the good news in the gospel that God gave you. He loves you. He came in the person of Jesus Christ, and he paid the penalty for your sins. Pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you are my only Savior from the consequences of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to continue doing wrong things anymore. God, I believe that you sacrificed of yourself for me because you loved me. God, I believe in Jesus. Forgive me. Make me your child. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you.
God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.